This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Whether President Trump's wall on the Mexican border ever gets built, and whoever is going to pay for it, a big chunk of the day-to-day work of dealing with illegal border crossings is going to fall to the cops and the sheriffs in the communities on that border, both sides of the border. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Mexico.
Sergeant Omar Rodriguez of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department has been patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border for years.
We're going to be in the air in case we get any sensor hits.
10-4-14-06.
Rodriguez knows this mix of cattle ranches, golf courses, and scrubby desert so well, he can navigate it in the dark, which is often when he's on duty.
There's not much signs or street signs, nothing like that. So everything is by landmarks. That's how we guide ourselves.
There's the telltale rumble as his truck bumps over a cattle guard embedded in the road, a really big mesquite tree. He checks them off in his head as he focuses on something else.
You get a lot of foreign nationals coming through here, a lot of drugs smuggling through the area. You always see groups coming through here.
During patrols, Rodriguez frequently backs up federal border agents. He can do things they may not be able to, like make routine traffic stops.
They let us know, hey, we're after a group of five, or we have suspicious vehicle in this area. Can you guys check up on it?
But Rodriguez says he doesn't make as many stops as he did in the past.
I'll say 5-6 years ago, it was on a daily basis that we will stop vehicles with immigrants. Nowadays, it's rare. They're being very cautious, so it's gone down as far as the activity.
But even when he isn't working with Border Patrol, the sheriff's office has other, more grim, duties in the wilderness along the border.
Unfortunately, we get remains from foreign nationals that we have to recover, and we have to make those hikes, sometimes a mile, sometimes a couple miles, depending on the area, but it's a very rough terrain to walk.
He says they usually recover about a dozen bodies a year. Some people die trying to cross the desert. Others are victims of violence associated with drug trafficking. Rodriguez doubts walls or more technology will stop people from crossing the border. He points to the tall concrete and metal fence that snakes along the horizon.
People still climbing like if it was a ladder. I don't know how they do it. You can see people climbing those posts like if it was nothing. With a 40-pound bundle on their backs.
On the other side of the border, in Nogales, Mexico, I meet Romero Garcia of the Nogales Municipal Police in front of a wide entrance to the city's storm drainage system. He and several other officers are heavily armed with automatic weapons. Drug cartels hold a lot of power in Nogales.
We come and do regular rounds. We get reports from citizens that there are strange people in the tunnel, and that's how we find out.
As we enter the tunnel, the water runs ankle deep. A towel hangs from a protruding nail where a homeless person has left it to dry. Half a dozen random shoes are caught in protruding nets of upturned rebar that can be hard to see in the darkness, even with a headlamp. Garcia says sometimes the water flows fast and deep through here, drowning the unsuspecting.
Migrants use this tunnel also. Actually, they are the ones who use it the most to go to America. But rather than use it and entering through here, they go through different openings and holes in the ground, and then they connect farther down, closer to the border.
Garcia takes us to just such a place.
One more, yes?
We climb down a drain opening in a cartel-controlled neighborhood. We're being watched. People peer out from behind curtains, eyeing the police-escorted group as we head into the well-used entrance. Once below, an officer scouts ahead before we rejoin the same tunnel as before, this time much closer to the U.S.
There is a border right there.
Garcia literally points out a light at the end of the tunnel. As we move close, two heavy metal gates come into view, and it turns out we're being watched again. A door swings open, and two American Border Patrol agents come out to investigate. In Nogales, Mexico, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Kimberly's reporting on the border was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation's Adelante Reporting Fellowship.